Your sister's becoming a real annoyance.
I feel for you.
Hi, this is James Chokum, host of Webcomics Reviews and Interviews Network. We're sitting down with Amy Letts of Epic Fail, www.comicofepicfail.com. Sit back, relax, and let the Geek Fest begin.
Sorry, didn't catch that. Yes, so my comic is a fantasy webcomic based on the roleplay game Dungeons & Dragons, and it's about heroes, not very good heroes, but they try their best. And they go up to trouble and they poke it with a stick and then set fire to the stick because one of them's a pyromaniac.
Cool.
And it's, it's funny and, not tremendously exciting at the moment, but it's funny. they'll be fighting and all sorts later.
Just for the geek in me, which version of Dungeons & Dragons?
It's sort of homebrew second edition.
Okay.
Because my DM's a bit old school.
That could be worse. It could be red box.
Yeah.
So.
Well, quite.
But hey, at least you get some of the advanced stuff in there. And the main character is a rogue based off of yourself?
Oh yes, that's right. My main character is the multi-class thief cleric of Loki Amulet.
That's an interesting combination.
Yes, well. Yeah.
Thanks,
Chris. He started out as just a single class thief, and then later actually met Loki and was rather taken with him. You know, as most people are, him being incredibly, incredibly charming and beautiful, and agreed to serve him from then on.
Right.
I actually did barter a bit with him first, which he's very proud of. Bartered with a god. Oh yeah.
Why did you decide to do a comic based off of your gaming group?
Because basically there's lots of story. It's something I can keep it going for a long time, and it's something I enjoy doing, and that's it pretty much. I think it's good story to tell, just combining all the things I love: storytelling, art, and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of those. I'm running a campaign myself right now that's more pirate-based.
Yeah. But I love the role play and the, you know, getting into character and stuff. And you could probably tell from my webcomic war video where I get to be an evil genius.
Oh, we're gonna be talking about that video. Trust me on this.
Actually,
how fun was that to do? Because apparently you blew up everybody. I mean, how long did the video take to actually do?
Not very long. I just had to basically sort of script it and sit down with my camcorder and get it done.
Okay.
Are you talking about the one where I'm talking, or the one where I'm blowing everybody up?
Exactly.
Oh, right. The one where I'm blowing people up, that took a fair amount of time because I had to go through and, like, screen capture everybody's webcomics before going and finding lots of footage of nukes and natural disasters and lots of stuff from computer games and whatnot. But lots
all
of
right.
Destruction. And patching it all together. That one took longer.
Okay. Backing up chronologically for just a moment.
Okay.
Last year, when you were in the war, well, obviously
yeah.
You had a lot of fun with that.
Yes, I did. I just started my comic then. But I only had a couple of pages. It hardly seemed worth promoting. But I seem to get readers from it and keep them. So, and I was updating it at least at a regular basis then because I had quite a bit of a buffer.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun and I think well worth doing because, it's, you know, just learnt so much and met so many cool people, of course. And later, a lot of people who were in that actually went on to join the Webcomic Planet Collective, which is
right.
A wonderful group of webcomic artists.
Basically, as the idea was to promote your webcomic, how did the popularity increase for Epic Fail?
At the moment, it's the traffic's gone up during the war by about, say, 20%. Which,
okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but people, a lot of the links and stuff, they'll stay up there for quite a long time, so I expect people will keep trickling in for a while.
Right. Are you basically doing the same stuff you did last year, or are you doing something a little bit different this time around?
It's going to be different the whole war because last year the theme was fantasy, and this time it's evil genius, so it's going to be a lot more evil, and we're going to be creating various weapons of mass destruction, I suppose, to utterly destroy one another.
Right.
And it'll be different weapons and whatnot. And I've been getting points through you know doing the videos on YouTube, which I think was a good one. And leading on that, everybody responding to me, marvelous. I love the response video.
Yeah, and your junior year is definitely a spirited comeback.
Absolutely. Been absolutely hammering DeviantArt with comments, which was actually a technique I stole off one of the other players. But, you know, it's all right to steal techniques and do one better. That seems perfectly evil genius to me.
Right. Oh,
I've been asking all the webcomics I read in that, so please post my video and their links on their pages. And some of them have, and which is brilliant, and I think my video made them laugh a lot. And also trying to get on web podcasts like this, and I've sent off little sound bites to all the sort of webcomic related podcasts, which I hope they'll play. I know TTC webcomic is going to.
Yeah.
So
that'd be interesting to see which other ones get on between besides mine and Curtis's. So.
I totally want to have Hammer Union of Heroes this year is going down.
Yeah.
They can't win again. It's just not right.
I haven't had a chance to look at the how are you doing as far as the numbers go? As far as, are you basically in the lead again, or are you just middling along?
I think I'm in the lead. The points haven't been totted up quite yet, but just sort of estimating them in my head, because I think Frumpf, who is running the war, is a bit ill at the moment, so the points aren't going to get sort of tossed up in that until he's feeling a bit better.
Okay.
He's referee of the whole thing.
Right.
But I think I'm in the lead.
Okay.
Although Union of Heroes has got an exhibition on and been to a convention during the time which the war is on, which is a bit of a kicker.
Right. Just a clarification. Last year's war, you basically got points for basically promoting your comic in all sorts of ways. Are you still doing
that? Oh, yeah.
Getting points? Okay. Just was curious about that.
Am I still getting results from that? What's that?
So you're not getting points this year, or are you still getting the same points?
I don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. In order to build your machine, how are you getting the points to build that machine with?
Yes. If you go on Webcomic Planet, there's actually I've posted the rules there of all the things that earn you points. And so far there haven't been any sort of like special bonuses. Like last year there were sort of bonus days where post your fan art on this day and get, a big bonus for sending fan art to people, that sort of thing. But that would be really good if that happened again. And that earned me a lot of points last year. I went really big on the fan art front. But this year you get points for link coming to you, so that's pretty much any link. So, if you put a comment on somebody's page and it links back to your site, then that counts as a link. So that's really easy way to get points.
Okay.
And,
so basically the same stuff you did last year, you're still getting points for, and you're using those points to basically build your engine of destruction.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yeah, I've been told there have been some major changes from last year, so I was just curious. I'm basically still trying to basically get back online as far as a lot of things are concerned, so.
Oh, yeah. And you also get bonus points for a role play of your evil genius character, so you might see. That's why you see that in the video and In Twitter and whatnot, there's a lot of taunting of the webcomics. If you actually follow the comments of the various participating comic pages, they're really funny, some of them.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've got definitely at least a lot of different and interesting cards in the group, so.
Oh, yeah.
When you're down, troubles, stumbling through the woods alone. Don't expect a friend, 'cause you're on your own. Oh, just can't take another step. You're a thousand miles from home. You're all you've got to lean on, 'cause you're on your own, all alone. I said, cry till you wanna laugh, grin till you're gonna bawl, yeah. Just when you think you hit your stride, life will make you crawl. And here comes the fall. Said, here comes the fall. Oh, oh, here comes the fall. Here comes. Whether you're on a crowded street or the middle of a bar, you gotta ask, who's the ghost? Is it them or you? You try to connect, but you keep on passing through. Well, it hurts to say, but it's the deadliest truth of all. Oh, 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 yeah. I said, here comes the fall.
Persona on the various social media?
Sorry. I think it's your accent. I can't understand everything.
Have you created the character for yourself on the various social media? Instead of doing Emulous on Twitter or Facebook, create an actual
Genius-type
character.
I'm on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and LiveJournal and all what have you, Webcomics Inc. And I'm always Amulets, and I might do some role play on there on and off.
Okay.
But basically, you can be sure it's me.
Yeah.
I haven't got separate accounts or separate personas or anything like that, like other people do. I don't know how to find the time to
right.
keep up more than a single account or anything.
So, yeah, and basically, what kind of weapon are you trying to design?
Well, I'm working on my epic fail device, which basically will just, you know, make sure all my opponent's plans simply fail at the last moment, just when they're on the brink of success. You know, the gremlins will get into their equipment, they'll blow up in their faces, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I think that would be apt. What do you reckon?
I'm just curious. I'm sorry?
You think that's a good plan?
Yeah, definitely. I can't really think of an actual version in the comics I've actually seen of that kind, so that projects an aura of failure. So, erg. Going back to Epic Fail for a few minutes. Yeah, so curious how it's, basically, you learned anything from the last year's war that you were able to continue on throughout the year to help Epic Fail get better numbers?
Yes, that's right. I think, promotion and webcomics kind of go hand in hand. If you want readers, you've got to tell everybody you're out there.
Right.
And, I've been updating for a year and got enough pages together. So I'm going to conventions this year. Well, I'm going to at least one and we'll see how that goes. Going to the UK web and mini comic thing on the 27th of March, so that's pretty soon. And I'll be bringing the first run of my comic book, which is the first 30 pages, along to that and trying to sell it.
Right.
And I'll also be on one of the panels talking about the growth of blogs, Twitter, and mobile comics, which I think I can probably do quite well because I'm always on the social networks and Twitter and whatnot.
So Epic is available on the mobile devices?
Personally, I don't have sort of like applications or anything for Epic Fail on mobile devices, but I know other people who do, so I'm picking their brain up from that.
You can check over at the we just did an interview with people that actually do set up, gives you a free app if you want to do a mobile, put your comic on the mobile.
Oh, that's good. What's the application called?
The application's pretty much a generic application. You basically send them the images, and they convert it into the app.
Okay. I think I'll do that then. I reckon that'll earn points as well.
And I believe one of the webcomics you do is My Annoying Life. The webcomickers as well with a background in programming, so they went ahead and designed the app for the mobiles. So they work with people, and it's a free app. So
I'll work on that one.
Okay. How is the conventions over
in
Britain?
Much.
No problem. How are the conventions in Britain? I mean, keep hearing there's not a whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many conventions do you usually see or go to a year?
Oh, well, this will be my first convention that I've ever been to exhibiting.
Right.
And I haven't booked for any more this year. I'm going to basically test the water with this one and see how things sell, see if I have anything left over. There's quite a lot of sort of comic sort of markets and things that go on in the UK, so I might head over to those if I have lots of stock that I haven't sold.
But how often do we have conventions in the UK?
Oh, not they're not as regular as in America. I shouldn't say regular. I should say there aren't as many. They The conventions themselves are once per year, for you know the different conventions, and they're probably about 10 sort of, you know, big ones.
Right. It's not bad considering the size, but.
No, it's not bad. No.
And did you check any of the conventions out on the continent?
I've never been out to the country, so.
Right.
So no. They're really fun to go to. So
right.
Some great artists. I'm looking forward to it.
Given the nature of Europe, have you tried to put the Epic Cell in any other language, or are you keeping it strictly English?
It's probably straight after the convention, I'm going to start putting up the comic in German, because
right.
One of my players in my roleplay group is German, and so it's quite easy for her to translate, because it's, you know, her first language and everything.
Right.
And that's the Miriam who plays the character of Tenuvia, who's the hot elf.
Right. How do you think Epic Fell's going to translate into German? I mean, are there any major? Do you think there's going to be a lot of pop culture issues?
There are definitely issues there. She's already got back to me and said, you know what? You know the one where Amulet is invited to take a seat and she goes, oh, thank you, and just walks, picks it up and walks off with it?
Right.
That one doesn't translate well at all, because apparently in Germany they don't have the phrase take a seat, or in Germany it's not polite to say that.
Right.
So it doesn't quite translate. And some of the sort of the puns, the language play obviously don't translate as well either. But it's just sort of like doing the best.
Oh yeah, I mean I know comics
like better than others. Yeah.
I know funny comics usually don't translate all that well into other language, exactly for the reason you're mentioning, the puns mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is fantasy, I was just curious. There's been a lot of pop culture invasion, or is it, you know, pretty much strange stuff? That pretty much answered that question. So
I do, from looking at Google Analytics, I've already got a fair number of readers who are in Germany already, so hopefully it'll encourage a few more.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious about this, again, because you're basically a European comic, which means you don't have to worry, I mean, I'm just curious, do you seem to spread out a lot throughout various countries, or is it pretty much just England and Germany?
I would be interested in you know, getting it translated into as many different languages as possible. If I could get someone to translate it into those languages for free.
Right. I guess what I'm asking is, If you know you have people in England and Germany, do you have a lot of people throughout the rest of Europe, or even America, or is it just pretty much just those two countries that you have readers from?
Most of my readers are from America, actually.
Right.
But they're a big country, so and big webcomic readers, so no surprise there, I guess.
Right. So, yeah, I'd be sort of curious. I mean, yeah, I'm just... Like I said, it's sort of interesting that you're one of the few European webcomics I actually know about. I'm not saying there's, like, obviously there's a lot more, but I usually deal with, like, American and Australian webcomics rather than stuff from the continent, so.
Yeah. Well, there's one other UK comic in the webcomic war, which is Farah. The sort of cat girl webcomic.
Oh yeah.
Not sure whether furry is an appropriate term, is it? I might get beaten up for that. So pretend I didn't say it at all.
Just because you noticed I had an accent, When you listen to webcomic podcasts, is usually a problem because of the accent or the various different accents, or do you?
Oh yeah.
It doesn't faze
you. It is hard working out accents. I mean, because you don't get, you know, when you're watching things on TV, you don't usually get the really sort of extreme accents and stuff, and you only get accents from a sort of specific region, and so you sort of get used to those, and then obviously there's lots of different regions in America, and there's lots of regional accents in England as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I know, as somebody who basically watches a lot of English television, believe it or not, as much as I can anyway, I know there's a lot of different variations on the English accent, ranging from the upper class all the way down to the lower class, you know, the dreaded Cockney accent.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't talk about Liverpool. Boy, we will not talk about Liverpool.
What about Birmingham? Norfolk.
Welsh.
Indeed.
Sorry. I'm a big fan of the movie, of the Hot Fuzz movie. And they have a point where they actually have three people in a conversation where, they've got one guy acting as a middleman between the guy between a Welsh accent and a regular British accent. So.
Yes. Well, I actually have a girl that I went to school with who, for a long, long time, we couldn't understand each other. She couldn't understand my accent, my way of speaking. I couldn't understand hers, both British, but we eventually learned how to communicate.
Right. No. And we don't really have that problem in America. I mean, we do have some extreme accents, don't get me wrong. But it's usually when they're like up really north or really south.
Yes, yeah.
We have people from Maine that you cannot understand.
No, I bet.
So, I'm sort of lucky to come from California, and we deal with a lot of weird people, a lot of weird languages. So.
Yes. So, can adapt pretty well.
So I'm hoping it's coming off as relatively understandable.
Don't you worry, everything will work out just fine. Feel your warmth inside me, and the fire behind your eyes. When it's time to leave, I won't let you go, won't let you go. Just wrap your arms around me, let me feel what you want to show. Not a word I could say, cause no one knew again. And I remember when you first kissed me, looking over to see. And I stayed with you until the moon fell asleep and the sun shone out of you.
Yeah, that surprised me. I was like expecting more. I don't know. The fun part of the internet is you can't really predict where who reads your comic. I mean, obviously you can predict a lot of Americans will read your comics, but that's about it.
Yes.
So, other than that, I mean, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with the war this year, and you had a lot of fun last year.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Which, of course, brings up the interesting question of, are you still have the shirtless threat? Or are you not doing that this year?
I'm not doing... What's that today? Sorry?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, what am I not doing? Sorry.
Last year, you threatened to remove your shirt and put a picture of that on the internet if you won.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I didn't win. So last year I tried carrot. This year it's stick.
Okay. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So what's your overall stick this year?
Just intimidating people and beating the living daylights out of them, I think.
Right. So, when you're doing the exhibition, what are you doing at the exhibition? I mean, obviously you're selling, you've got a book set up, or?
Yeah. So the Epic Fail comic book, full color, 32 pages, will be the main thing that I'm selling. Probably sell it for around £5, but I'll see what other comics are going for in the day and whatnot.
Right.
Because I'm not tremendously experienced at this sort of thing.
Yeah, I was just curious if you had like any other merch, like T-shirts or keychains or anything like that, or just a book.
I'm gonna have badges and mini comic, which will just be like a photo comic. Color comic in black and white for those on a smaller budget who just want to, you know, pick something funny up. And
right.
I'll probably also bring along some of the jewelry which I make, because I know a lot of people bring crafts and stuff as well, and a few pieces of, you know, original artwork.
Right.
And of course I'll be doing sketches for people who want.
Right.
It's the one, yeah.
So, and of course, are you going to be doing sketches while you're there at the convention?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you managed to parlay Epic Fail into an actual income now, or is it just something that you can sell if it sells?
Hopefully, I'll continue to publish it in comic book form. Until
right.
I have you know, a decent amount to actually put together into a big book anthology. So that's pretty much how I'm gonna fly.
Okay. So it's still basically If It Sells Itself, you're still basically at that If It Sells Itself stage?
Yes. I don't know if you know these, they're sort of the aim of the Webcomic Planet Collective is to kind of be commercial and try to make money out of our comics. Not that you can ever expect to make money out of webcomics, of course, but you need to have something to sell, otherwise there's no way you're going to make anything. And going to the conventions is where most of the webcomics that actually do make money, they do make most of it off conventions. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of interesting how the webcomic business model works. So.
Yeah.
So I just recently talked to a tax person about it, so it was sort of fun. Which is an interesting question. Do you have a business? What kind of how do taxes work in England as far as like deductions, that sort of thing? Do you guys have those or?
Yes, we have tax in England. In fact, I once worked for the tax office here, so which convenient because it makes it easy for me to do my own paperwork. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm self-employed, so I basically just have to keep track of my expenses and income and then sort of
If you don't mind, what's your day job? What do you do to pay the rent?
I'm a freelance website designer.
Repeat that.
I'm a freelance website designer.
Okay.
So design website.
And how's that doing for you over there?
Oh, it's going great. I think the recession has helped, if anything, to be honest. I don't know. People possibly not being able to have a storefront or whatever moving online.
Yeah. Keep in mind, in this conversation, because of the way the TV works, we're actually probably about maybe a year, as far as you guys are concerned, we're about a year, 2 years behind you as far as what we actually see as far as England goes. So we're not really up on anything. I mean, like the Doctor Who episodes, for example, we're usually about 2 to 3 years, so we don't actually get to see don't get to see a lot of the backgrounds in England, so we're a little bit behind the time as far as what our perception of what England looks like.
Yes, you are, yeah. It's really funny when you get a TV program over from America and you see sort of England.
Yeah, it's sort of fun when we look at England because, like you said, we're usually like about 2 or 3 years behind the perception-wise. So we see stuff, we're still basically, we know it's rainy over there, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah, it is rainy over here, that's true.
And again, because of the television lag, we basically figure you guys are probably about 3 or 4 years behind us in technology, but again, that's perception because of how how often we get to see British television.
Mm-hmm. Oh, indeed, we're exactly the same as you in technology, due to the fact that we trade with each other. Trade is a marvelous thing.
I normally love asking this question. How bad is the medicine over there? I mean, keep in mind that here in America, we have a lot of people that are uninsured, that don't have access to even basic health care. So I was curious.
We have the NHS, so that means everybody gets health care, regardless of their funds. I mean, so there are waiting lists on the NHS, so you won't necessarily get to treatment quickly, which is the reason for people having private health care. But everybody gets treated on the NHS.
Okay. Yeah, I was very curious about them, because like I said, a lot of webcomics are basically freelancers, so they don't have what we call standard health. So it's sort of an interesting question, where I know that's got to sound. That, and of course, we're having a major health care debate right now.
Yeah. But I'm thinking that America is considering having a sort of NHS kind of based system.
So because I was sort of curious what your perceptions of that of the universal health care or the NHS you guys have over there was.
I think the NHS is a pretty good system, really. It's not perfect. I mean, obviously they get inundated sometimes if there's a big kind of like epidemic, I suppose. But I guess that would go for any healthcare system, even a private one.
Yeah. So okay.
And you know, if you want to speed things up, you can. Those who do have the means can pay to do that.
Okay. Definitely interesting. Any final thoughts as far as webcomics go?
Sorry, repeat the question?
Yeah, just as a webcomic, anything you'd like to let everybody know or, you know, just fun stuff. This can also be read as a final plug for Epic Fail.
I love webcomics in general. I'm very fond of Order of the Stick, but who is it basically? And Lynch by Colby Purcell, which is just finished. She's just started a new webcomic. Maybe in space, so I'm reading that, and I follow Children of the Tiger by Pure Nightshade, who's also in the Webcomic Collective, and a ton of others really.
Cool. All right. Well, it's been nice having you.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on the show.
No problem.
That's our interview with Amy Letts. Music provided by music.mevio.com. We start off with Ronnie and the Twanging Little Fellow, Explosive Thing, followed by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound Here Comes the Fall. We just listened to Deuce Management Promotion, Secret Love, and we're going out with Borland, Jesus Turned the Water into Wine. Thank you for listening and have a great life.
Coming to see now, the psychiatrists are saying to us that many of the strange things that happen in the subconscious, many of the inner conflicts are rooted in hate. And so they are saying, love or perish. Jesus told us this long time ago. I can still hear that voice crying through the distance, saying, love him. Bless them that curse.
Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus turned water. be my friend.